The Train XL19i. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us at www.train.com.
You could never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Actually, there is a point in which you can be too rich and too geeky at the same time.
Hey, my automatic updates just told me that there's new stuff to upload on the laptop. I haven't had it connected to the network for a little while.
There was some crazy that wrote a little while ago about, well, why doesn't Microsoft anticipate all these things? And because the crystal ball is broken, man.
It is. It's the grassy knoll. It's a conspiracy.
And shouldn't they be responsible in some way?
Well,
all I want to do is run my computer. I don't want to have to maintain it.
Well, let's take a look at this situation. A month ago, they made an announcement, and they said, here's a free way to fix this problem we found.
Right.
And
it's easy. They made it easier. In newer operating systems, they make it automatically do it if you want.
It's built into Windows XP. The mechanisms are there. Is it perfect? No. Would it be great for them to have something that was bulletproof? Yeah. Does it exist? No. And it's not going to exist.
With my car, I don't have to maintain it. I can just drive it. I don't have to put gas. Oh, wait a minute. I do.
Oh, really?
With my house, I don't have to maintain. Oh, wait. No. What product is there that you own that you don't have to maintain and you just get to use unlimited and never have to worry about being in danger? I mean, come on.
You got that edgy new father thing going.
Are you on drugs? Come on.
Well, while we're in the email here, let's talk about some of the other messages we got that we thought might be helpful with the masses. Quite a few people asking about how to download. I got a bunch of updates and I got dial-up. Is there any way to download it from a fast computer, burn it to CD, and then bring it over to the slower computer?
Yes and no.
The problem is the patches that are identified on the fast computer may not be the patches you need on the slow computer.
That's one of the problems, and the other thing is there's no way to, at Windows Update site, download all that stuff and then go ahead and put it on something and reinstall it somewhere else later. Now, what you could do is, if say you had a bunch of computers you wanted to do something to, and you knew that they were all pretty similar kinds of things, and meaning they were all the same operating system, it can't hurt to install a patch twice, so... what you could do is go and look at the critical updates that they have at the website and write down all those little letters they have, like Q and then a bunch of numbers behind it. Write down those things and then go and search their support site and find the individual files that you can download.
It's pretty long and drawn out, but it's going to be either way. And the longer you've waited, the more those there are out there. So another option is if you have a network connection, if you have an Ethernet connection on the back of your computer, you may want to hang out at your buddy's house that has high-speed Internet and do your updates. You know, get yourself up to date, and then the dial-up won't be so bad. So maybe that's another way for you folks out there that have a dial-up connection. You want to get everything updated, but you got 26 patches you got to download. I mean, that's a long time on dial-up.
Or if you're in a big office environment where you've got a bunch of machines and you don't have to download the same thing 50 times, there's a little trick that we've done. It's real simple. You get a proxy server kind of program that you can turn on what's called caching.
Ooh.
And you go to each machine. The first machine, you have to download the whole thing, but what it does is actually downloads to the proxy server and then serves it to the machine. And so every subsequent machine just gets it from the proxy server.
Broop, broop, geek alert.
But if you're a network administrator kind of guy, you know what I'm talking about, and that's a quick, easy way to kind of get that done in a much more efficient manner.
Hey, here's a message. We're getting through. Margaret writes, I'm very unprotected against viruses. I have an old version of McAfee. Can I update it online through secure case user, and if so, which version do you recommend? I feel very negligent in not updating my antivirus, and very lucky that I haven't been hit by a virus yet. Actually, Margaret, you could very well have a virus,
yeah.
And because your antivirus software is so old, you wouldn't know it. What I would suggest is uninstall that old version of McAfee, go to the store and buy a real version of Norton Antivirus, just the antivirus program on CD.
And buy it's Norton Antivirus 2003.
Yes.
That's the one you want, and then once you install that, your job's not done.
No.
It will prompt you towards the end of installing that you need to go and update it.
Live update.
It will walk you right through the process.
Yes.
So as long as you have a connection to the internet in whatever form, it will take care of that process for you.
And I don't care if it takes a half an hour, if you're on a slow, rusty wire, you got to let this stuff happen. I think everybody's learned, okay, those geeks on Saturday morning, they pound the desk, they tell us to do this stuff. It's for real! It's really for real, folks, and it's one of those things that you may not get hit with this one, but the next generation is going to be a whole lot more destructive. I guarantee you a more destructive version of this worm, this blaster worm, is out there.
And if you don't think it's for real,
get a clue.
Yeah, or you can become our
Bonehead of the Day.
So don't be a bonehead of the day. Get your stuff updated. Whatever you've got to do, take it to a friend's house, pay somebody, do what you got to do, because the amount of grief that it's going to cause you if you don't. this particular worm did a lot of nuisance stuff. It caused your machine to be unusable, but it didn't go after your data and your programs. I guarantee you, down the road, one will, and you don't want to be in that wave when it comes.
When we come back, we got lots of show left. We've got Rick, Howard, Rita, Pat, you guys are all up next here. We've also got our Geek Speak of the Week and our WebAttack.com free download of the week, so stick around for a lot more show.
It's all good. Stay tuned right after the news.